This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The EPA has found that almost 2 out of 3 septic tanks have failed their inspections, which means drinking water in the natural environment is at risk. Joining me now is Noel Byrne, the EPA's Drinking Water and Wastewater Enforcement Team. Noel, given the amount of septic tanks that there are around the country, that's a pretty bleak statistic from your perspective, isn't it?
Yeah, good morning, Anton. Look, today the EPA launched a 2025 report on local authority inspections of domestic wastewater treatment systems, which we better known to your listeners as septic tanks. As you rightly say, the EPA report has found there, look, there was approximately 1,500 inspections completed by local authorities in 2025, with almost 6 out of 10 of those failing inspection. Now, on the positive side, we have seen that 84% of septic tanks that failed inspection since 2013 have been fixed because they're in the high-risk areas, and that is a positive thing to see. But I'd say that 6 out of 10, it is a worrying statistic because faulty septic tanks can put a drinking water well at risk, or it can affect our rivers and streams, so they must be resolved by homeowners.
Now, let's stay with the statistics. How many septic tanks are there estimated to be in the country?
Yeah, you have approximately 500,000 septic tanks nationally in the country. So 500,000 people are on septic tanks or have used septic tanks to treat their sewage.
And how many do you inspect in a given year?
Well, it's not the EPA to do the inspection. So the EPA would have oversight in relation to drafting the plan. The plan would identify the key high-risk areas that local authorities have to look at and where they should focus within. So, for example, they look at the areas within 100 metres of a stream, or they look at shallow soils where there's high risks to drinking water wells, private drinking water wells. So we develop the plan, and then it's the local authorities that actually deliver the inspections. It's the local authorities that deliver the inspections.
And how many do they do in a year?
What they have to do under the plan, I think it was a little over 1,300 inspections they were to do last year. Now, they did in excess of 10% more than that. That's a minimum figure, so they can do more inspections, but that's what was delivered in 2025.
That's going to be 300 years for them to inspect every septic tank.
Yeah, look, it is a low number of inspections relative to the overall number of septic tanks, but there's a couple of factors in that. Again, these inspections are targeted in the high-risk areas. They are just the minimum numbers, so local authorities can do more. Again, and there's other systems there, like the grant systems that support people. But a lot of this comes back to nearly social responsibility, and even for the person who has that septic tank, you know, local authority inspections have found that they have found pipes going directly into watercourses. And you kind of go, is that acceptable? A pipe come from a septic tank goes into a local stream or river, you know, that belongs to a community. Is that socially acceptable in this day and age? It absolutely isn't. And secondly, you think there, if you've a problematic septic tank and your home and your own well, and you can imagine the scenario, you know, if you have a private well, your septic tank is faulty, you know, are you 100% sure when you get up in the morning to have your glass of water to drink that it's safe to drink? And really, you should be. So these are the...
It's a laudable notion, Noel, but what your own numbers reveal is that people don't think that way. If 2 out of 3 are failing, then 2 out of 3 of the people don't particularly fret about the condition of their septic tanks.
Yeah, no, I'd 100% agree. Like, what you have here, and unfortunately for many homeowners, they may not realise they have a problem. Like, typically a septic tank, it's down the back of the garden, it's out of sight and out of mind. And what the inspections are showing is that householders aren't maintaining them. And that is a concern because simple maintenance...
But isn't a lot of that on the local authorities? I mean, when you drill down into some of these numbers, some of them get to the edge of laughable. There's 300,000 people living in Fingal. Last year, Fingal County Council inspected one septic tank and it failed. It's hardly the kind of pressure that would cause you to consider your septic tank.
Yeah, now Fingal would be a little, you know, it's kind of an urban area, so it does have a small number. So
there's more than one Noel.
Yeah, it was down to do 13. But again, it does come back. Look, the local authorities have made, there is a table in the report, if you look at it there, and you have the 30 local authorities listed, and it's very good for your listeners to have a look at that. But 2/3 of the local authorities have done a good job in delivering the inspections that were required to do. 84% of the septic tanks that have failed in the high-risk areas have been fixed. But the EPA are calling for today, though, 1/3 of local authorities do need to do more engagement with the homeowners. So where they find septic tanks, that ensure they're brought to resolution. So as I said, things like finding pipes that go straight into water courses, that's not acceptable anymore. That must be fixed. So the local authorities do need to take the appropriate actions. And what we're seeing in our report today, 1/3 of local authorities do need to do more.
Noel, thanks very much for your time this morning. That's Noel Byrne, the EPA's drinking water and wastewater the EPA's drinking water and wastewater enforcement team.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.